Portions of this program may be pre-recorded.
Welcome to the How to Kill an Hour Hour, the half-hour edition brought to you by Southside Medical Center, where your health is their primary care. And now, without further ado, here's your host for the next 30 minutes, the one, the only, the Ed Man.
Oh, yeah. Welcome once again to the How to Kill an Hour radio show. I'm your host, the man with a plan, the Ed Man, here to give you some of the news for the past week. And, you know, here on this show, we indulge ideas, right? And I think that some may call these ideas conspiracy. And this term is usually thrown around as a bit of an insult. But to me, somebody who's a conspiracy theorist is somebody who takes the facts in front of them and projects what these facts could mean, like any scientist does. But, you know, in today's climate especially, somebody who searches for the truth, for some reason, is looked down upon. They're ostracized. They're banned from Facebook and Twitter, YouTube. For some reason, truth nowadays is only truth if the establishment agrees with it. Otherwise, it's conspiracy. But the reality is that most of the world is conspiracy, right? I mean, what is the politic of the world other than groups of people getting together to get their agenda accomplished? However, when this pandemic broke out, there was one conspiracy that even the Ed Man didn't believe. The idea that this virus came from a lab. There's no way I thought this obviously came from bats that were used as food in Wuhan. What else could it be? What a naive young fool I was back then. Because since that time, there has been many people, not just laymen, banned off of YouTube who think that this conspiracy of a lab leak is real, but prominent scientists, even as high as Dr. Fauci, will at least entertain the possibility that this could have come from a lab. Oh, you don't believe me? Okay. Well, you know how we do things on this show. I tell you the truth. And if you don't think that Dr. Fauci will at least entertain the idea that it's possible that this came from a lab, well, then maybe you should hear this clip that I have. This is posted from Forbes Breaking News on May 11th, 2021. And Dr. Fauci is being asked by a senator, Senator Roger Marshall, if it's possible that COVID-19 emerged from the Wuhan Virology Institute. Let's listen in on their conversation.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Senator Marshall.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Dr. Fauci, do you think it's possible that COVID-19 arose from a lab accident at a lab in Wuhan, and should it be fully investigated?
That possibility certainly exists, and I am totally in favor of a full investigation of whether that could have happened.
Great. Is it possible COVID-19 is not naturally occurring?
Again, that is a possibility. I don't know if we're ever going to be able to approve that, but you always need to open up and leave all possibilities, which is the reason why I and so many of my colleagues are very much in favor of what the WHO said, that they want to go back again and take another look in there and see what was going on in that lab.
Well, all right. Well, at least anybody who thinks of the possibility that this may have come from a lab, at least they're in good company, right? I mean, after all, Dr. Fauci is seen as the highest authority on the matter, and quoting him couldn't possibly get you banned from social media, right? So I'm glad that at least one person is on the side of possibility. However, enough time has finally gone by that we have the answers. And this is from a declassified report that was given to President Biden himself. In fact, let me use a non-biased source. This is from HuffPost, through the Associated Press. White House releases declassified COVID-19 Origin Intelligence Report. I can't wait to find out how this pandemic started. In fact, it's right here in the byline. Analysts could not say with much confidence how exactly the pandemic started. Well, that's too bad. That's too bad. I'll read a little bit more of the story here. U.S. intelligence agencies remain divided on the origins of the coronavirus, but believe China's leaders did not know about the virus before the start of the global pandemic, according to results released Friday of a review ordered by President Joe Biden. According to an unclassified summary, four members of the U.S. intelligence community say with low confidence that the virus was initially transmitted from an animal to a human. Low confidence. A fifth intelligence agency believes with moderate confidence that the first human infection was linked to a lab. Analysts do not believe the virus was developed as a bioweapon. No, why would they do that? This is interesting. And guys, I'm using the Huffington Post. So if they're going to cover up anything for the benefit of the establishment, you'd figure that HuffPost would do that, right? And yet, right here in this paragraph, four members of the U.S. intelligence community say with low confidence that the virus was initially transmitted from animal to human. A fifth intelligence agency believes with moderate confidence that the first human infection was linked to a lab. So it seems, at least at this point, if you want to go by the rating of the intelligence community's confidence level, it seems that the lab leak theory has higher confidence than the idea that it was transmitted from like a bat. So once again, all hail the conspiracy theorists. All hail those who think for themselves. And in this case, I have to unfortunately say that does not include me, because I did not think this could have come from a lab. But I have found since then that lab leaks are actually occasional. They do happen. And that's some scary stuff. Oh my goodness, those crazy conspiracy theorists. You know, next thing they'll do is they'll probably try to tell me that the 2020 election was a sham, or that Trump wasn't a Russian agent. Or maybe they'll try to tell me that the Biden family takes money for influence. Or maybe they'll come up with the idea that the Pfizer FDA approval isn't real. That would be bananas. Because I've been seeing stories everywhere about how Pfizer has been approved by the FDA for their coronavirus treatment, right? And now, because of that approval, the military is mandating it. Employers across the country are mandating it. Man, that would be nuts if it turned out to not be real, wouldn't it? Hey, here's a headline from CBS News. Some hesitant Americans get COVID vaccine after Pfizer gets full FDA approval. Quote, there's really no running away from it anymore. I'll read a little bit of this story. This is from August 24th, 2021, CBS News. It was the Food and Drug Administration's Monday announcement that it has granted full approval to Pfizer and BioNTech for their COVID-19 vaccine that convinced 19-year-old Kalen McGee to line up at a vaccine clinic at the University of Louisiana at Lafayette and get the shot. I was being ignorant. There's really no running away from it anymore, McGee told CBS News' David Bugnaud. After the approval, President Biden encouraged more people who were waiting for the FDA's approval to get the vaccine, calling the FDA's approval, quote, the gold standard. Hey, isn't that what Hillary Clinton called that sham deal? What was that? Oh, yeah, the TPP. Hillary Clinton called the TPP, the Trans-Pacific, partnership, Trans-Pacific Partnership. And she called it the gold standard. And then it came out that was a terrible deal. And Trump hammered her on that, and then she reversed her position on it. So much for the gold standard. I wonder if that's going to happen with this. I wonder if the gold standard is going to, if they're going to find out that that it's tarnished. Oh, here's a good one. The COVID-19 vaccine makers rush to keep up after Pfizer gets FDA approval. So this FDA approval has changed the game. Now everybody says it's okay to get the shot, and many people are saying it's okay even to mandate the shot. I mean, a lot of people have been saying that anyway. But now there's no excuse left, right? Well, my girlfriend sends me this link. Now, I don't know how true this is, okay? I don't even know if I trust this dude or this site. But this is from leohoman.com. FDA playing bait and switch with Americans, tricking them into believing shots currently being offered have been granted full approval when they have not. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration announced Monday that it had granted full approval to the COVID shots being offered by Pfizer, is riddled with deceptions meant to trick the American public into thinking they have no choice but to take the jab. Well, you know, when someone calls it the jab, that kind of shows they're probably not... not unbiased. A lot of these sites that don't believe in this call it the jab. That Americans have no choice but to take the jab while at the same time protecting a major pharmaceutical company from legal liability. What was actually given full approval was a separate Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine product, which goes by the name Comirnaty. But Comirnaty is not even currently available in the U.S. This is part of a cynical plot to protect Pfizer from broad legal liability and also to snooker U.S. employers into mandating the vaccine for their employees. Well, I mean, that's a bold claim, right? But let us keep in mind that many times these conspiracy theories, which start off like this, you know, like just one person saying, hey, this is what's going on. It turned out to be real. Now, I'm not saying that this one is real. I'm not saying that at all. But wouldn't it be nuts if it was? Now, I have skimmed over the FDA's letter of approval. And I don't know. There's some language in there that is concerning to me here. You can read it yourself if you want to. Go ahead, grab a pen, pencil, piece of paper, and I'm going to give you the email, the link for this. And here it is, www.fda.gov/media/150386/download. And you can read the letter for yourself. This is written from the FDA, U.S. Food and Drug Administration, and August 23rd, 2021. I'll give it to you one more time, www.fda.gov/media. That's easy to remember, right? Here's the hard part, 150386/download. And you can read the approval letter for yourself. Now, I have looked at several fact-checked websites, and they say that this thing is just a hysterical post and that there's no truth to it, but I have seen fact-checkers say things like this before, and the wording that they use on these fact-checks are sometimes a little bit shady, right? So I would do your own research about this, but personally, I am very skeptical about this. There's no way that the FDA could have done any long-term studies, so... I don't trust it, man. I don't trust. But what do you want? Conspiracy theorists, right? Now, here's something that's not a conspiracy. This is actually on video. And I am running out of time to do this show, so I'm going to go ahead and just go straight ahead on this. Okay, so this is Dr. Fauci, as we have already played this man here. We've already played him. I'm going to, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and play this. Let's do this. All right, here's Dr. Fauci talking about when we can finally get COVID under control.
If all things go the way we want them to go, and we're really successful with this BLA that we just discussed over the last couple of minutes, and we get really the overwhelming majority of the people vaccinated, I think as we get into the fall and the winter, we could start to really get some good control over this as we get into 2022.
Well, thank goodness. Finally, we're going to get it under control as we get in the fall and winter of 2022. Interesting timing right after the election. That's, you know, when COVID first happened, I thought there's no way they could stretch this through the election, could they? And somehow they were able to do it. They were successful at doing it. And now it looks like they're trying to stretch it into the 2022 election. It's funny because you would think that just because of our natural immunity and because of the number of people getting the vaccine, that the numbers would go down. But after the vaccinations came out, the numbers have gone up. That's troubling. But as Dr. Fauci said, after the next election, that finally is when we're going to get it down pat. Now, Fauci did some damage control. He went on Anderson Cooper, and he said that he made a mistake, as he has been known to do oftentimes, right? He said, don't wear a mask. And then he says, well, I just said that because I wanted to help save masks. You know, I was really. And then he says that there's no such thing as gain of function. But if there is, if they are doing gain of function, he says they're not doing gain of function. But if they are doing gain of function over there, then it's under the guidelines of and everything is good and correct. So, you know, Fauci has been known to reverse himself, not just those times, but many times. And this seems like it's another one of these times now where he misspoke. So let's hear him backpedal. It's fun, right?
The approval in a moment. First, I do want to ask you something about you that you said to NPR today. You said if the majority of Americans get vaccinated, quote, we could start to really get some good control over this as we get back into the fall of 2022, a year from now. Is that the best case scenario? And what does control look like?
No. Anderson, I have to apologize. When I listened to the tape, I meant to say the spring of 2022, so I didn't misspeak. And in the conversation with Mary Louise Kelly, she was saying, when do I think we're going to start to get some control? I said, if we can get through this winter and get really the majority, overwhelming majority of the 90 million people who have not been vaccinated, I hope we could start to get some good control in the spring of 2022. I didn't mean the fall. I misspoke. My bad.
Dr. Fauci, you're so current. I misspoke. My bad. Well, I mean, listening to that quote, that first part, when he said so assuredly, right, by the fall and winter, that's a misspeak? I mean, the pictures that fall and winter generate in your head are completely different from spring, summer and spring. So come on. As Joe Biden would say, come on, man. Come on. I don't believe it. Do you believe it? I can't believe it. And not only can I not believe it, I can't believe that anybody else would believe it either. Anderson Cooper, who went to school to be a CIA agent, and he didn't make it. So he went ahead and it went on the news. The world is full of conspiracy. Here is a Twitter, a tweet from disclose.tv. New, people given both doses of the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine were almost sixfold more likely to contract a Delta infection and sevenfold more likely to have symptomatic disease than those who recovered, Israeli research finds. Yeah, you know, I heard about these groups that are doing research outside of this country, and I'll tell you, it is not positive stuff. I am not happy with the amount of research that's been done, that's been reported so far about this COVID stuff, and it's rough, isn't it? It's rough. You who are you going to believe? Who do you trust? Here's a story from the American Thinker. Landmark mass study. This is August 28th. Landmark mass study finds vaccinated people 13 times more likely to catch COVID-19 than those who have recovered and have natural immunity. A study of 800,000 people in Israel found that natural immunity in people who have recovered from an earlier COVID-19 infection is vastly superior to the immunity acquired by vaccination using two of the major vaccines in use. The conclusion, this analysis demonstrated that natural immunity affords longer lasting and stronger protection against infection, symptomatic disease, and hospitalizations due to the Delta variant. Who do you trust? Who do you believe? All right, before we wrap things up, I guess we should talk a little bit about Afghanistan. And let's see. Oh, I actually have a nice story here. I guess it's a nice story. I mean, it's this is a this is like finding a gold coin in dirt, right? Pineapple Express, U.S. vets volunteer to secretly rescue allies in Afghanistan. That's fantastic. This is from the New York Post, August 28th, 2021, ripped from today's headlines. A group of highly trained U.S. military veterans has been secretly rescuing hundreds of allied operatives from Afghanistan, volunteering over fears those allies would otherwise be left for dead, according to a report. The week-long secret operation dubbed Pineapple Express has been carried out by a group of special ops veterans, including retired Green Berets and SEAL team commanders, they told ABC News. They were driven by deep frustration that our own government didn't do this, former Navy SEAL Jason Redman told CBS. We did what we should do as Americans, he said. They initially formed to rescue an ex-Afghan commando who was getting death threats from the Taliban for having worked with U.S. Special Forces and Elite SEAL Team 6, ABC said. After the Taliban's target and his family of six were rescued, the task force continued rescuing Afghan allies and has so far helped at least 630 get through the deadly ring of steel outside Kabul airport to safely evacuate. They normally smuggled people into the airport in the middle of the night, either one person at a time or in pairs. Wow, wow, wow. How impressive is that? The group dodged heavily militarized Taliban checkpoints to smuggle people through to the airport using images of pineapples on their phones to show those being brought in that they were on their side. The tropical fruit was also used as a final password, since changed, that was given to U.S. military members at the airport who were working unofficially in tandem with the heroic veterans, ABC said. They defied deadly chaos that one member compared to scenes worthy of a Jason Bourne flick happening every 10 minutes. Oh, God. I mean, the bravery of some people, I almost can't fathom it. I'm embarrassed by it, right? I'm embarrassed by it. So hats off to those dudes. And as far as Afghanistan itself goes, well, we're going to see what happens. You know, there was a bombing there now that killed U.S. troops. And so, of course, we're sending more troops in. And we do have to get the Americans out. That was a huge mistake that Biden made. We shouldn't leave a single one behind. And Biden keeps adding that wants to get out, implying not everyone there wants to get out. Yeah, probably the contractors. We'll see. We'll see. I think that we're going to stay behind as usual, using the bombing as an excuse. You know, every time we're going to pull out of a country and everybody there wants us gone, all of a sudden there's a bombing and then we stay. I mean, as if the people there are so dumb that they just create we're about to leave. They see our taillights, right? We're leaving. And then they bomb something to make us come back. Conspiracy. All right, guys. Well, I've given you enough of an earful for today. Thank you for listening to me. I'm the Ed Man. This is a How to Kill an Hour radio show. We'll do it all again next week. Have a safe and happy weekend. Have a good one, everybody. See ya.